Well, earlier this morning at Newcastle, we've had a barrier trial of two significant horses, El Dorado Dreaming and the Tab Everest horse in her time. Let's have a look and listen to Phil Roberts' call.
They hit the 400 metres now. It's the tenner grabbed by In Her Time. In Her Time dashed to the lead at the 300, and they're about four lengths in front of El Dorado Dreaming. Roy's Command, clearly innocent in good time. It's In Her Time in front. The tenner on the inside is sticking on. Running home solidly is El Dorado Dreaming. In Her Time in front. El Dorado Dreaming coming at it. They come to the line. El Dorado Dreaming just over In Her Time, and they space the others. About four lengths away, the tenner, then Roy's Command.
Yeah, there it was. El Dorado Dreaming just shading In Her Time the last couple of bounds. They ran it in 58.30. That was a long head by 3.5. And the last 600 in just over 33 seconds. And Peter Brown, who is the owner of In Her Time with the Tab Everest slot, is joining us. Morning to you, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well. You would have been happy with the way that she's gone around and the way she's pulled up by all accounts.
Yeah, well, I'm not up there today, Andrew. I've been up there all up until Sunday night. But I'm not there today, but I watched it on the trial live. Yeah, pretty happy. It's how we always planned it to go, and Ben Smith has done a magnificent job with this mare and El Dorado Dreaming. And Chris has inherited two really top quality horses.
He certainly has, and he's got them in A1 order, as we saw In Her Time had that gallop on Friday, and it was always planned to 5 days later to have this trial this morning, Pete.
Yes, my memory goes back to discussing this with Tabcorp. You know, at Easter time when we did the negotiations, and we said, look, leave the training of the horse to us. We know what she needs, and it's just fantastic, Andrew, to see a plan and a long-range, you know, six-month plan and preparation working out really well to this point.
Yeah, she just looks, Corey Brown went up and rode her this morning. She just seemed to do it so easily this morning. Wasn't asked to, you know, to extend, but she just ran some really slick time.
Well, that's the secret with this horse, Andrew, is that every rider that rides her says, oh, she didn't go very fast. And then they look at the clock and the times that she runs. She just covers the ground, you know, like a low-flying jet. And doesn't give you the feel that she's running fast.
No, and look, that comes through. I mean, she's run home 33.01 off the clock, and I know that was hand-timed the last 400 in 22.85, and the last 200 was 10.26, with El Dorado Dreaming zipping home as well. Though I think both camps would have been really happy with what you saw.
Both top-quality horses, and we've seen in the last 3 months or so, that El Dorado Dreaming can run times on the track at Newcastle. She is an absolute top quality filly, a definite Group 1 horse.
Yeah, we'll talk to Chris hopefully between trials there at Newcastle just to get a plan. I think El Dorado Dreaming might be off to Melbourne for the 1,000 Guineas prelude. And well, this premiere on Saturday week, you got Trapeze Artist, Red Zell, Shoals, Santa Ana Lane, Invincible Star, and In Her Time. They're all going to be there. It is going to be a mini Everest.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell In Her Time who's in the race, because if she knows who's there, she might start to worry. So we won't tell her who's in it, Andrew, and we'll just see how we go.
Leave those papers away. Let her just get to the races. I mean, it's a first-up run, too, where a couple of these horses have either had one or two runs going into the premiere. So she is the horse that's going to be there first up.
Yes, but she's got an amazing first-up record, Andrew, if you look at that.
Yep.
And this family, the Cobcroft family, has an enormous first-up record. So she will run well. But there certainly is an element of improvement in her, and this has been part of that six-month plan. But she'll run well.
Pete, Chris has answered our call between trials there at Newcastle. We'll go to him. We thank you for your time this morning. Good luck. We'll certainly stay in contact.
Thank you, Andrew. All the best.
Good on you. Peter Brown there, the owner of In Her Time, the Tab Everest slot horse. Chris, thanks for taking our call there at the trials.
No problem, Andrew.
And it seemed to be that you would have walked away from that first trial happy with both of them, given that you've only been training them for a handful of days.
Yeah, look, they both turned up in really good condition and order, and they trialled as expected.
They did. They ran some slick time. Peter was just explaining it's always been the case within her time that the jockeys don't feel they're going quick, but when you look at the clock, she's zipped across it.
Yeah, no, she tried. She showed she was a little bit keen in the early stages. One crossed her, and she went up to sit outside it. Corey indicated that he had plenty of water together. We thought just after that Friday track gallop here at Newcastle that she was pretty forward. She didn't blow a great deal after that track gallop, so we didn't feel any real need to let her extend too much in the trial, and she appeared to come through it quite well.
I just said to Peter, the six that are going there have all had runs, but she normally races pretty well wherever she goes, whether it's first up against a star group or any other race.
Yeah, she, as Peter said, she's got a very good fresh record, and so I expect her to be competitive and like to think she'll improve off the run going into the Everest.
Understand. The other one, El Dorado Dreaming, was also very impressive. Once Andrew Gibbons sort of just brought her to the outside, she really zipped home.
Yeah, she was very sharp that last furlong. So I'll sit down with the owner the next couple of days and just we'll decide on a program going forward. But it was an impressive trial.
Is there the chance of Melbourne first up?
Yeah, it's a strong chance, Sunday week. But I thought she was pretty sharp. I think she'd show up in whatever you run her in.
She certainly wouldn't run in the flight first up, though, at a mile, would she?
No, she wouldn't. No.
No, okay. All right. Are there any other options in Sydney?
Oh, you've got the Roman Consul the week after. So that's at 1,200 metres. But again, we'll work it out by the end of the week.
Righto. And I respect that you've only been training them a short time. You would have seen them at the track doing track work, but you're now training them. But you walk away pretty comfortable. The other one was Tactical Advantage this morning.
Yeah, he had a very quiet trial. He's going back to the races Monday week, and all being well, he'll then run in the Everest Consolation.
Okay. All right, it all sounds good, mate. We'll let you get going with the other trials. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Andrew. Pleasure.
Thanks, Chris. Good on you. Chris Lee's there at the trial. So In Her Time, El Dorado Dreaming, barrier trialing this morning. Corey Brown drove up and rode In Her Time. These were his comments with Greg Radley after the trial.
I was pretty impressed. Rads, obviously, we know what she can do. She was quite keen and eager. She was quite fresh, even after the strong gallop that she had here last Friday, Cup Day. She towed me up around the leader, and even though El Dorado Dream was coming at me late, I was trying to shut her down because she'd done enough. I know we run home in good time. It felt like we were running home in good time. So she'd done enough, but she's right on track. You know, she's, I mean, I've only had sort of two preparations before this preparation. Sort of dealing or working her out as a rider, and she feels a lot better. She's a lot more balanced. Obviously, with the issues that she's had down low in previous preparations, there she's overcome all those, and she feels really good, balanced, and she's right up underneath it. Where normally she gets a little bit loose and a bit wayward in her action, but she's not like that anymore. She's really strong, and she's very she's right up to the mark. She's going good. Yeah.